Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, this is our Praying with Love night, and we're going to do just that. And I'm also going to give you some things that the Lord has given unto me, and the Lord will reveal that towards the end of the ministry. But I would like to first of all thank God, my family and friends, for joining me on this particular night. The Lord has really been speaking and revealing many things concerning what he's going to do and the things he has done and how thankful we should be just to enjoy all of the things that God has promised unto us. As I was reading my Bible and getting ready to begin with a verse or a psalm, I looked at a note that I wrote. And we've already had this show, but it was entitled, What Do You Do When Your Faith Is on Death Row? What do you do when your faith is on death row? And I want to tell you once more again, as the Lord continues to remind us each and every day that we are on the ministry, that we are to continue to maintain and hold on to our faith. And before we go any further, we're going to thank God for the many blessings he has given unto us. My soul is happy because the Lord is getting ready to bless many individuals as he is getting ready to do some great and wondrous things in our lives. The Lord has already begun opening doors. Many doors have come open this week as far as the Love of Jesus ministry is concerned, and I thank God for all of those doors. And the thing that you have to remember is when many opportunities come, you have to prioritize and you have to give each opportunity that the Lord has given you your best. You have to do your best at it. That means that you have to be faithful unto it. And that's why, before we begin, that's why the Lord revealed, what do you do when your faith is on death row? And the Lord is basically saying that faith is a daily renewal. It's not something that when you or when we get baptized, it's not something that we say, okay, you know, I've been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I've been baptized, and my faith is in check, is stable, because faith is something that has to be practiced on a daily basis. Because the Lord says when the storms of life come, he says then sometimes our faith gets washed up. Is that right? So therefore, we have to renew our faith on a daily basis. And so I want you to remember that. But before we begin, even with our prayer in our reading of Psalm, I want you to once again listen to Ms. Karen Showell, and it's entitled, He is Faithful. And when we're speaking about He is Faithful, we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's very important that I get this message out that God is faithful unto us. You know, God says even before you begin to get into the ministry, the people to know who I am. I want them to know that I am the faith they're looking for. Whatever you don't have, whatever you have, the Lord said, is by faith that you don't have, and it's by faith that you do have. He said, but you ask anything in his name, and he shall grant it, right, according to the desires of your heart, if only you can hold on to your faith. And the Lord is going to test you, and the Lord is going to test us. And the thing about it, the Lord says, we should not get it confused, because when the devil tested him, the devil was provoking God. The devil was doing something sinful, just like he did Adam and Eve. But what we have to understand is that God is much smarter than Satan. And so, therefore, whatever storm you're going through tonight, this is what the Lord is speaking. And I'm going on the word of God. We have 2 hours, so there's no rush. So whatever the Lord is speaking, I'm sharing, but the Lord says whatever it is, whatever faith you have that the devil has tried to take away from you, or that the devil has tried to say you can't do it, or you won't do it, or you'll never bounce back, he says that's not true. So therefore, let's listen to He is faithful, and I want you to really think about how God is faithful, and listen to the words, as Ms. Karen Shawell sings this particular song, listen to the words, and apply it to your daily living. And then after we finish, we will go on with the ministry according to the unction of the Holy Spirit. So this is He is Faithful by Ms. Karen Shawell.
Jesus, I love you so much. You've been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true. What I thought faithful to me.
Also on Facebook. Before we get into the consecration of our prayer and our prayer, I would like to read Psalm 106, numbers 1 through 5, and it reads, "Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance." I have read to you Psalm 106, numbers 1 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Okay, and once again, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so I want to go ahead and consecrate ourselves before we go into the presence of the Lord. And I already feel like the Lord is here. I'm very excited tonight. Wednesday nights are just wonderful to me. And then after we do that, we're going to pray some prayer concerns of individuals, and then the revelation of God through prayer. And then I have a feeling that the Lord is going to reveal some things at the end of the ministry. And I always get butterflies in my stomach when the Lord says that there's going to be a revelation at the end of the ministry, because I always know that it's going to be powerful, and I know it's going to help many people. And I really encourage you to listen to some of the previous ministries, especially the one yesterday where the Lord was really speaking. But he also used those two gentlemen to give a true picture and a revelation of those Titus two gentlemen that we are looking for, that God is looking for, in order to help build a nation of young men who are productive and who are of great character. So please be sure to reflect back on some of the previous shows. But I really want to go ahead and get into the consecration of our prayer, and then go into the revelation of our prayer. And however the Lord leads this ministry after that, that is up to him, and we have to follow the unction of the Holy Spirit. So here we go. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for last night's lying down, this morning's arising. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you just help our minds, Lord, whatever is on our mind, would you give us peace to surpass understanding. Lord, would you help us to consecrate our hearts, Lord, so that we may be ready, Heavenly Father, to love the word of God and to hold on to the word of God that you are going to reveal unto us on tonight. Lord, we thank you for each listener who's listening right now. We thank you for the listeners who will listen, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you fill our cups, because we come to you as empty vessels, Lord, and we know that you are able to fill us up, and we know that you are able to build us up where we're weak, and just help us where we're torn down. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you calm any type of just exuberance, Lord, because we're excited in the word of God, but we also want to be focused in the word of God, and we want our ears to be open where we can hear the message from you, Lord. As we come into your presence, Lord, we want to ask for forgiveness for anything that we have done or anything that we're thinking about doing that is not of you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to come with the authentic word of God, and would you help us to listen to you from on high, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we go through many things in our lives, such as our head is hurting and allergies are running rapid and colds and things like that are in the atmosphere, we ask, would you give us the strength so that we can complete the ministry, Lord, and complete it with a strong finish, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, as the word go forth, Lord, Would you continue to bind the hands of the enemy? And would you help us to be able to see the land of milk and honey, Lord, where you are asking us and telling us that we should go so that we can explore and know your goodness and mercy? Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you help us to come unto you like children, full of curiosity and full of enthusiasm and ready to hear a word from on high, Lord. We ask that these prayers fall on good ground, fall on open ears, and would you bless those who are listening and those who are going to listen to behold and witness your true revelation, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for continuing to allow the Love of Jesus ministry to minister to many individuals all over this land and country. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to continue to remain grounded and founded in your word. We ask as we transition into our prayer that you crown this whole head from the top to the bottom. Would you bless these anointed hands, the things that we touch and we do to be successful and to only be used to magnify and uplift who you are. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to help us to remain humble because we know that a lot of great things are going to happen. We see doors just coming open, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those doors that we walk through to be doors that you have opened, Lord. Now, Lord, as we transition into our prayer, we ask a special blessing on each youth who goes to school, Heavenly Father. Would you bless them to remember those things that they were taught at home, and would you bless them to continue to do the right thing at school, Lord? And we're asking if there's anything that is causing the youth to go astray, whether it be in school, whether it be at home or in the community, would you reveal that so that we as children of God and people of God can fix those particular situations, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you help our children, our youth, to make better decisions and to do what they are supposed to do as they go to school, Lord. We ask, would you bless each one of their parents, Lord? Would you bless their grandparents, their aunties, their uncles, Lord, and everyone who is involved in their life, Lord? We ask, would you bless the teachers as they are getting up to teach all over this land and country? Lord, give them the patience, the wisdom, and the understanding, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you bless and not lead anyone into temptation, Lord, where they may do things or say things that they should not, Heavenly Father. We ask, Lord, would you just continue to show yourself, Heavenly Father, mighty, Lord, in individuals and help us to remain and stay in character, Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, would you continue to just look down upon each youth, whether it be male or female, Lord, because each one of our youth needs you right now, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those wayward youth who are being enlisted in different homes and being enlisted in other places away from their home. We ask, Lord, would you be the Father, Heavenly Father, to those young men and to those women, and would you help them to understand that there is a better way and there is a better path to go, Lord. And we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you help them to walk in your will, Lord. Lord God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless once more and again each child, Lord, no matter how young or how old they are. Lord, would you bless them, Heavenly Father, to be successful in school and help them, Heavenly Father, to find those individuals who are of great character. Lord, we're asking, would you continue to help our youth maintain their innocence and help our adults maintain their professionalism in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to just bless each person, Lord, at the sound of my voice, those individuals who will listen and those who are listening right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're asking you in the name of Jesus if there's anything out of place, anyone missing, anyone who has gone astray, whether they're missing physically or whether they're missing in the word of God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would they be found right now in the name of Jesus. We understand and recognize that there is a rushing of you. And you are coming very quickly, Heavenly Father, to restore your kingdom. You're coming quickly because there are things. You're pulling prophets. You're pulling ministers. You're pulling teachers. You're pulling preachers, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you expedite Heavenly Father, anything that is out of order or out of place, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we understand and recognize and know that you have power, and we know that all power is invested in your hands, Lord, and we know that just by a touch someone can be healed, just by a touch someone can be delivered, just by your touch someone can be set free, Lord. And whatever that particular prayer is, we ask that they receive it tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. We bless those who are blind, Heavenly Father, and cannot see. And we ask that you create a world, Heavenly Father, where they will be able to not only see you and concentrate and focus on you, but they will be able to understand and recognize the beauty of who they really are. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you give us patience to the world, Heavenly Father, who believes that you may not have called individuals, or they question your calling, Lord. We ask, would you give us the patience, and would you help us to endure those particular areas of concern, Lord, because we realize and recognize that we serve a true Savior, a true living God, El Shaddai Elohim, Yahweh, and we understand that you never make any mistakes, Lord. We understand that you called some because it's in the Word of God, and Lord, you said, and you're saying right now that there's no need to prove anything, because once you have put your seal of approval on it, it's done in the name of Jesus, Lord. So whatever, however flows or whatever the world may seek, Lord, we understand and realize that we must remain quiet and keep our ears listening to you. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Heavenly Father, to be better thinkers and better doers of your word, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to keep us safe, traveling grace, Lord, and continue to help us and continue to lead us in those places, Lord, that you would have us to go and continue to be the people that you would have us to be in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless those who say, pray for me, those who are in the hospital, those who are out of the hospital, those who are going in the hospitals. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch them wherever they are, Heavenly Father, whether it's their head, Lord, would you cool their scorching fevers, Lord, with their, if it's their spine, Lord. We ask in the name of appendix. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you show and reveal to the doctors what it is, Lord, if they are not feeling well, Heavenly Father, if it's allergies, an attack of allergies. We ask in the name of Jesus that those allergies be removed in the name of Jesus, Lord. If it's their eyes, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you open up their eyes to a spiritual world, Heavenly Father, so that they may see the goodness of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If there's a problem with complaining, Lord, we ask that they look around and begin to thank God for, thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you've done, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless bereaved families, Heavenly Father, all over this land and country, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless those who continue to have struggles and problems, Heavenly Father, and continue to go through the storms of life for whatever reason. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who have gone astray and gone their own way, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless them to come back unto you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord Jesus, we understand that there are some prayers that people have prayed that are uttered in pure confidentiality unto you, Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you solve those particular prayers, because we know that you are the only one that can do that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to have faith and continue to keep the faith in you, because we know that all of our faith and power lies within your hands, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, as we go on different ventures and speaking and telling men and women, boys and girls about the love of God, we ask that we continue to magnify and uplift who you are in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless those who are still mourning for their children, Heavenly Father, their grandchildren, and those other individuals and kids that they have lost in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask whatever spirit it is that is causing respiratory problems, that is causing bad colds and fevers among our youth, we ask that it be removed and all of the spirits be broken in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, because we believe and we know that you are God, and we know that you are able to heal and you are able to revive these situations, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the dinner theater play that will take place, Heavenly Father, at the Belmont Civic Center. We ask that you bless each person who steps to that civic center. We ask that you bless each character to understand and have wisdom to know with the coming in, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you continue to create in us, Heavenly Father, our open mind, Heavenly Father, help you have us to do, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask, would you bless those feet? Each person who walks in there is going to receive a blessing, Lord. Each person who walks in there, Heavenly Father, known and unknown, Heavenly Father, will have a great experience in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, which would be to uplift and empower the churches all over Texas and Mississippi country, Lord, which you continue to empower the shepherds, Father, who go into these particular churches in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, which you continue to uphold us, Father, to high standards and help us to remain in character on and off stage in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, which you begin to continue to help us to grow, Heavenly Father, so that we can edify and magnify and uplift the holy name in the name of Jesus, Lord. And as we get ready to go higher, as we are elevated, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Heavenly Father, to stay grounded, humbled, and focused on you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask for each domestic violence behavior, Heavenly Father. We ask that they be removed, that they be stopped, Heavenly Father, because we know that that is a spirit of evil, and we know that that is not love, Heavenly Father. We know that that is something else, Lord, and we pray for those particular families and individuals who have to go through that, Heavenly Father, because that is not good, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be imitators of who you are and continue to let the word go forth in each person that we see, each person that we know. We ask in the name of Jesus that we leave a fine impression, Heavenly Father, so that they will know that we belong unto you, Lord. As we begin to release and relinquish this particular prayer, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to take care of the small blessings, the big blessings that you are going to give unto us, Heavenly Father. Help us to continue to be appreciative, Heavenly Father, of all the things that you do, and help us to be thankful and to give more thanks, Heavenly Father, rather than ask so much, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, is closer until the time in which you are going to bless us, Heavenly Father, with all of our great gifts and possessions, Lord, that you're giving in order to uplift your kingdom. We ask that we continue to prioritize and utilize those things in a way that will not only serve to build up the kingdom, but that will serve to build up the people of God, Heavenly Father, and help us to go out and spread the word more, Lord. Lord God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless each athlete who is getting ready to perform, Lord, on the field and off the field. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, whatever your will may be, would you touch each athlete to play and field, keep them safe, Heavenly Father. Help them to have a great game, a great competition, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be better people, help us to live better for you, help us to do better, help us to be an encouraging word to someone who might need to hear an encouraging word, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this word to fall on depressive ears? Would you bless this word to fall on ears that need to hear it, Heavenly Father? Would you continue to sow into us, Heavenly Father? Would you continue to open up our hearts and our minds where we will know that you are God, Heavenly Father? We ask, would you continue to reveal, Heavenly Father, your power, your might, your majesty, Lord? We ask, would you help us to continue to hold on to our faith no matter what, Heavenly Father? And would you continue to help us to get over the storms and to go up to the valley and also know that there is a mountain as well, Heavenly Father. Help us to have balance in our lives. Help us to love our families. Help us to love our friends. Help us to do unto others as they would have do unto us, Heavenly Father. Help us to be more like you, Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be able to go out into the place and go out and be just like you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, Lord, but we do not relinquish your presence. We ask that you continue to uphold us to our highest standards. Would you help us to be the people that you have us to be? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. As I said before, give me love, lift Jesus' ministry. There is always
feeling from when I first came on. I was excited when I was first on the ministry. And now that we have clearly pressed on, I feel even better. So the Lord is just that good. He's merciful. And he's worthy to be praised. So without further ado, I would like to go ahead and carry on with the announcements that the Lord is going to require that I recommend to the people. And then number two, we will have a revelation of God, and God will
be sure to continue to uplift and educate and empower your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. A spiritual guide on the go is online at barnesandnobles.com, at fallens.com, at amazonuk.com, and at amazon.com. So please pick up A Spiritual Guide to Go. It is only 40 pages long, and you can take it anywhere you would like. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, positive community leaders, please log on to App Free to Love, ALFREDALOVE, that's my Facebook page, or FREDALOVE, or you can connect with me on my page entitled I Got to Have Faith. It's I Got to Have Faith. Connect with me on that page as well, and also look at those particular pages, as I will have many guests who are coming up as well. In addition to that, make sure you're praying for 180 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, just make sure that you're keeping up with some of the dates, and that's on the 13th, which is Saturday, God's will. Ms. Tamala Mann and friends will be at the Friendship West Baptist Church. That's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's the event for this week. In addition to that, if you would like to attend the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church dinner theater play, you can email me for tickets at emoeya_love@yahoo.com, or you can ask me for directions to the church and come visit with us on Sunday and get a ticket. Or you can ask any choir member at the particular church. Or if you Google Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, you can also email the church. We will make sure that you receive your ticket. I remember the donation is $12, and it includes a fine party meal. So please be sure to come as well as get it. In addition to that, just continue to learn that you can feel uplifted in every profession, because it's very important. There are a lot of things happening from ordinary people like me to extraordinary people. And there are a lot of things happening. So therefore, what can we be empowered to use people? Because you the glamour of people still going to the store, whether you're ordinary or rich or poor, we all want them. So just keep everyone lifted up. Lord, they want to do it, you know, because you never know when you're hoping. So the Lord asked you to do something, be sure to do it. Okay? Also, in addition to that, continue to make sure that you continue to trust in God. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we trust in God. I cannot say that enough. The Lord says that he's getting ready to bring great things to his people, and we must trust in him. The Lord has he's added some things, he's taken away some things. The Lord says we cannot continue to worry about the perceptions of the world and what people's perception is as far as God's calling is concerned. The Lord spoke and he says he's called some, and he said when he's called them, that's the end of the discussion. There's nothing to discuss once called you into. He called you to do something. That's the end of this. You know, because he says that there's something that we all should not be doing that maybe we're doing. But when the Lord gives you favor and he calls you to do something, he said, do it well. And you have to just pray for the naysayers, okay? So continue to do what the Lord has asked you to do. Do not get sidetracked. Do not get stagnated. Continue to ask what the Lord, to do what the Lord has asked you to do. And so that's what the Lord wants us to do. Okay. Actually, when the Lord has called you to do something, you don't have to go out of your way to prove to the world that the Lord has called you, because it will show. Okay? So be sure to know that. In addition to that, as I said before, just continue to make sure you're uplifting individuals. And continue to watch the page, because we will have many different guests, as I said before, who will come on the page and who will really bless us when they do come on the page. So make sure that we do that. And also, as far as our youth, continue to pray for the youth before they go to school. Continue to remind them of the rules and regulations and the expectations of the school. As I said before, when your child attends school, they're representing you, and especially the older kids. You know, with the younger kids, this is a learning process. We have to continuously remind them, especially when they're in pre-K or first grade. But when they are, you know, older, then they should know better. So we have to really set those standards high, because we want all of our students to be successful. It's very important, very important. Okay? And so, as I said before, just continue to look at the page. Also, continue to connect with me on blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, because I would love to have you on the ministry, as I said before. And that's how you keep up to date with what's going on with the ministry and all of that good stuff, okay? As I said before, the Love Lift Jesus Ministry is going to have a new name. I'm going to have my own radio station. And so the name is going to change, and I'm going to save all of my different radio shows that I've had. But the radio station name is going to change, so get ready for that. Okay, in addition to that, as I said before, the main thing I want you to understand is to continue to empower your friends through the Word of God. And we empower our friends through the Word of God by showing them the way, by helping them along the way, because you never know who you're helping. You never know who you're saving out of the storm when you help others, okay? I don't know what the Lord really wants me to say at this particular time, but I know the Lord is going to give me something. Each day of our life is filled with uncertainty. We don't know if it's going to rain. We don't know if the sun's going to shine. But we do know that God is always in control. No matter what, understand that God is faithful and that He will never leave you nor forsake you. When at night you feel like you're uptight, you feel like something's not right, you become afraid, not afraid of darkness, but you're afraid of the unknown. The Lord says, you are the light that He has shown. Do not go with your head down or stand around with a frown. Always smile, because God is up to something and you never can get enough. Don't be fooled by this old world. If God called you, then it shall be, because God is the one who can set everyone free. Don't worry about the past. That's just it. It won't never last. Always look toward the hills from which cometh your help, because your help cometh from your Father who is in heaven. Yet our Father is in heaven. He is with us always. He is with us always, each and every day. Be not discouraged, be not dismayed. The Lord is the giver. In His name, He has paid. Hanging on the cross just for you, that's how much His love is shown and true. Be ye not deceived, for God is not mocked. Since you have worked in the harvest, you shall have your flock. Your flock is not animals, nor is it game. Your flock is faith and glory in Jesus' name. So as we conclude what the Lord reveals, understand that Jesus still yet lives. So why should you think about today or tomorrow? That leaves you with nothing but great and fierce sorrow. The Lord says, smile, for each day is already given. All you have to do is make sure you keep living. Life is but a vapor, and yes, hard, but God is simple, and his word shall never part. So take no thought about the past. It's only temporary. Your sadness won't last. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord wants us to be happy. He wants us to be free. He wants us to feel and experience his glory. He wants us to dance in the rain. He wants us to enjoy the sun. He wants us to walk. For everything that he has promised, he shall give life, liberty, and hope, and the freedom to live. You may not have what you think you need, but God said, listen up and take great heed. If you don't trust him in these times, did you really know him in the other times? The Lord says, you know him. You know who he is. You've experienced his word. You know he lives. You experience his grace, his favor, his might, his power, his majesty. There's no secret that he has, and there's no fantasy. What the Lord told you, what he promised you, he shall give. And we know our Jesus lives. There's no need, ladies and gentlemen, to worry about today or tomorrow. God's going to take care of it. The Lord is good, and he's sending and expanding ministries. He's advancing people in their careers. He's tearing down and building up people and foundations. And when I say tearing down, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about God is tearing us down, and he's building us back up. The Lord is that good. Is helping us to remain in character because he's creating our set. He's creating the scenes for us, for the story that we're about to tell. The Lord is just that good. I recommend today that you try Lord and Savior. I know that on yesterday the music really didn't play well, and there were some things about the music that you probably couldn't hear because I listened to it again. But the Lord says that's not really the important part about it. The sound quality and all that, that's not really why we have the ministry. We have the ministry to save souls. We have this ministry to help people. We have this ministry. And if you hear a commercial, that's okay. We have this ministry to liberate and to save people from depression, save people from being hurt. We have this to encourage people to do better, encourage people to walk better, encourage people to talk better, encourage people to think better. That's why we have the ministry. So therefore, I want you to enjoy this ministry, enjoy all of the different topics that we've spoken about, enjoy all of the guests who have come on the ministry because they all have a story to tell. And the Lord says life is about living. Life is about giving your service to others. Life is about saving souls. Life is about building people up, not tearing them down. That's what life is about. And we have to understand that, and we have to recognize that. It's very important. So I want you to listen to Available to You again. And this is by Miss Melinda Watts. And if it doesn't play, that's okay. But this is available to you. And if you hear a commercial, which you probably will, that's still fine. But the particular song is Available to You. And we are telling God that we are available unto him. And if you hear some static, that's still fine. but you can listen to it at your leisure. But we're going to get it going. I'm going to see how it sounds. And a commercial may come on, but that's okay.
Man, virtual day with Josh Gamel. Which one of these 4G LTE networks would you trust not to interrupt your virtual date with Josh Gamel?
Okay, this is Melinda Watts, available to you.
You gave me my home,
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Melinda Watts. And at this particular time, I'm not going to put anyone on the spot. Any callers who would like to say something, you may at this time. I will pause a little bit. Okay. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today. I have a lot of new callers, and then I have some who have been with me, and I really appreciate it. I appreciate God, and I appreciate the growth of this particular group. I do want to play Ms. Tamala Mann tonight. She will be one of the artists who will minister to us on Saturday, God's Will, at the Friendship West Baptist Church. If you're in the Dallas area, please come by, because there will be many other great artists, such as Ms. Vicki Winans, and it's a whole list of individuals. But I want you guys to come out and celebrate the ministry of gospel and support these individuals. But I want to play Ms. Tamala Mann real quick, because she popped up on my screen. So I want to play that, and then I will bid you good night.
Trying to say, but where are you? I'm all churched out. What's left to do? No strength to. Even if I try, but still not you. don't have much to bring. My heart's all you see. It's my offering.
That was Miss Tavola Mann and Dr. Afrida Love singing Take Me to the King. Now, I just figured out that when I was singing, I was also being recorded. But anyway, that was Miss Tavola Mann, Take Me to the King. So be sure to go out and support all of the artists. I will also have a listing on my webpage of every artist who will be there. But all of the artists who are on the showcase or the ministry case is just excellent ministers of music, each and every one of them. So be sure to go out and support each and every one of them and our own Miss Minister Kim Burrell will MC the particular event. So be sure to go out and support her as well. Once again, I want to thank each and every one of you who have joined me tonight, and I thank you, and I ask that you invite several others to the page or either to the ministry to listen in. I appreciate each and every one of you for staying up with me tonight. We're going to bring other things to the ministry. I also have many other gospel artists who have agreed to come on the ministry. I have also many Christian writers who will also be on the ministry, and so this particular ministry, I tell you, is very encouraging unto me, and it's helping me to get into my ministry that the Lord has given, and it's helping me to grow as a Christian. I'm not saying that I was an immature Christian, but there are a lot of things that I've learned through the ministry of God, through the Word of God, and everything about this ministry is about God. It's nothing about me. I ask the Lord to decrease me to zero, and that's what we need to do, is ask the Lord to decrease us and to increase Him. Because when we increase God, then we are able to bring souls into Christ. We're able to go places we never imagined. We're able to connect with people who love God as much as we do. And so, therefore, it's very important that we magnify and uplift our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and understand and know that every success that we have belongs to God. If it was, if God was not in the mix, if He's not in the mix, then we cannot be successful. So once again, I thank each and every one of you. I really encourage you tomorrow, as we do not have a show, I really encourage you to go to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove and check out some of the archive events. You can go all the way back to when I first started. You know, I have different football players on there. I have different artists. I have different actors, actresses, have writers, directors. I mean, just a plethora of people. And we have music. You know, I'm adding music. But right now I'm transitioning into moving, obtaining a radio station. I can play commercials and things like that, and you can hear music. And so just continue to pray. Continue to remain in the Word of God. Remember that Friday night football is here. La Vega is playing at the Belmead. In Belmead at La Vega High School. So be sure to come out and support those gentlemen and the cheerleaders and the band and the other individuals who will all take part in that game. So be sure to come out, and I'm going to try to capture some parts of the event so that I can share it with all of my listeners. So be sure to come out. And we're still praying for our college students. College students, if you're listening, continue to study hard, continue to work hard. You can do it, okay? And I'm just praying for everyone, and you do the same for me. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is Friday, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.